The Saga of the European King, Chapter 20. Our Daring Exploits.
The adventure team and the crew of the badass bachelor boat had established a town in the quiet part of the gigantic dugong's innards. They'd christened it New Brussels as a joke, but the joke had stuck around until everybody had forgotten it was a joke, which is the fate of all good jokes. It was a hard place, but the people were good and the property taxes were low. By day, the men of New Brussels rode out on fibroblasts, keeping watch for pathogens and dangerous enzymes while out hunting. The women would work hard to develop the town's infrastructure. They made sure the rubbish was collected and disposed down the correct lymphatic vessels, that worn out and partially digested clothes were replaced with fresh garments woven from piney cones' feathers, that the water was filtered and clean, that the postal service made its deliveries without fault, and that there was always enough dried out epithelium to fuel their dinner fires. They were working on setting up an independent commission to mediate in the upcoming town council elections when Colonel Glofist burst in, shouting like a loon.
I found us a
way out! Yeah! Last warning, Hellmint! You get back to the stomach before... Harold?
Yes, it is me, Sally.
Sorry, I mistook you for a dreamer toad. It's been months.
We thought you had died many evacuations ago.
That's not true. I was looking for my slacks.
And you found Gappy.
Yes, that would... Could you please let me up? That's right, Pinycone.
And the prince?
Oh, he's cool, isn't he? Prince, shout out if you survive.
Sally!
You've had a nice time on the Slacks Quest, haven't you, Prince?
Sally, I missed you so much.
You had a nice time, didn't you, Prince?
I missed everyone.
Prince, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yes.
You didn't find your slacks, did you?
They're out there somewhere.
We spent most of the time crying.
Hush, Prince. We can escape this living, breathing hell now and forever. Whoa. Steady there, beauty. These are friends. Long time no see, Colonel. Oh, Prince, you are a sight for sore eyes.
You smell different.
That's the smell of sobriety, boy. This frontier life has made a new man of me. I brought home the plumpest buttons of aspergillus I ever saw, and I have a sack full of microtumours for dessert. Oh, what a feast we'll have tonight.
Aspergillus is a kind of mushroom, but it's not very
magic. I wish I'd upstage your news, Father, but with Gappy here, we can escape from this heap of flippers.
What? How?
Oh, I didn't think I'd have to explain it to you, of all people. You're a magic guy, you know how it works.
I'm not a magic guy, Colonel. I'm a conduit for the will of a sanctioned god.
It's all the same result. You get a peek at the wirings, have a rummage through the plumbing.
The divine is unknowable, Colonel.
Pack your things. We leave tonight.
This seems awfully sudden.
We could go this very instant.
No. We'll have to get the Vice King's permission first.
What, General Magnificent?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Colonel, but I was elected the Vice King of New Brussels during your Slacks Quest.
And what do you have to say about getting out of here, you hairy little midget?
I don't know. People seem to be relatively settled. We faced a lot out here on the frontier. We built homes, we defended them against inflammations and marauding infections, and we said goodbye to old friends. Too many old friends. Far too many. But those challenges, they never defeated us. And some could say that they've helped us to discover new talents and potential and classes.
Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of a life far away from that awful boat. My child was born in the gigantic dugong, and she will live a free citizen of New Brussels!
Who on earth are you?
My name is Sophia Colera. And you are better off as a statue.
Why am I a statue?
Well, we built a memorial statue of you from renal calculus, the best renal calculus. When we were sure that your slacks quest had been the doom of you and the king's only son.
I can hang my washing off a statue. The stupid bird can nest on the top. You are of no use to us at all.
What? What's going on, little Louis? Can't the NPCs have a say? I wouldn't bet on Sophia Calera having been on any quests at all. I mean, come on, she doesn't even have a weapon.
We can't leave tonight in any case, Colonel. Why, we're in the middle of settling the trade agreement with New Antwerp.
Yes, I mean, we don't always see eye to eye with the Antwerpians, but, well, we're making some inroads at the weekly meeting.
No, I won't hear one more word of it. Hush up, hush your words. Prince, get off Gappy. I'm going to use him to effect our incredible escape. Father Figaro, can I have your staff of strength, please?
No. I'm using it.
Come on, you never use it.
How are we going to escape on Gappy?
Well, I'm going to put the dugong on Gappy's back.
Wait, hang on. Where did he go?
Gappy is now outside. The dugong is on his back. We're inside the dugong, so we're also on Gappy's back.
Surely you can't be...
Don't know. Shut up, Father Figaro. If anyone has noticed in the past, but if you're riding on Gappy and you go into your inventory and drop all, a very funny thing happens.
By all that is holy.
So come on, everybody. Drop all. No time to waste. I mean, Gappy will drown out there if we don't help him.
But I'd amassed so many collectibles.
They're all just ballast now, Louis. Ballast.
This is an exploit.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's just something extraordinary that happens when you happen to perform a certain happening on Gappy.
You know what I mean. This isn't written down.
Well, I'll write it down when I get home. Now, shut up. Come on, Prince. Drop all.
Drop all?
Yes, everything at once. Little button in the corner. Off you go.
Everything? Even his magic belt that makes him invincible?
Well, he'll have to do without. You'll be all right if you're not invincible, won't you, Prince? Yes, you will. I was never invincible as a child. Look at me now. Practically am.
But Dad said...
All right, Prince, now stop fidgeting and drop all.
Wait. Hang on.
You just disappeared the Prince. Was that what was meant to happen?
It's a spell. If you drop everything you're holding all at once when you're riding on Gappy, you are ejected from Gappy. It's just ordinary magic. Nothing to worry about unless you're a witch.
Okay, hang on, slow down. Ejected? Where was he ejected to?
Depends. Short distance.
Glophus, are you saying that he's in the water?
Now, if he's sensible, he'll find his way to Gappy and cling onto his neck or something. Unless it's night and you can't see anything, which could very well be the case.
Right, we have to follow him.
This is criminal. You're taking away our homes, our lives!
Mama, please don't shout.
I wouldn't call wandering around aimlessly, spouting off a handful of lines of life anyway, dear. See you outside. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta! Oh, Colonel Clawfish has tied our hands. This is a means of escape, and we have to take it, because if we do not, it would imply we did not want to save the prince, or ultimately, to find the king.
We've matured so much as people here.
That doesn't have to stop, Father. You can still be a hard-working pillar of the community. I can keep being head of security. Sophia won't fade into the background. Little Louis can keep being his own man.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Out there I am but a competent bureaucrat with no dreams and a toupee.
I saved a flask in my satchel for just such a day.
No, guys, come on. You keep your hidden depths, I'll make sure of it.
And someday, just when he thinks he is safe, I will reach into Colonel Glover's chest and squeeze the cholesterol out of his black heart.
Yeah, you know, he hasn't had a decent nemesis for quite some time. Look, I've got to go now. I really think that the prince is going to drown if I don't get out there soon. Soon.
Where's the sky?
Yes, Piney Cone, we're going to go back to the sky. Now, time to drop your things. Drop your things. Well, drop all of your things. Drop them.
Ow! Don't throw it! Piney Cone, drop it, I said. Or throw it, you wretched little beast. I don't care. Stop it. I will leave you here to rot.
What is all this he's been hoarding?
Well, I'll tell all our citizens the procedure for initiating this magic. Farewell, my friends. The brave era of New Brussels has ended. I will see you all in the sunlight.
Where did he get these muscle magazines?
One by one, the citizens of New Brussels escaped from the depths of the gigantic dugong. After abandoning their homes and possessions, they found themselves blinded by the daylight, bobbing alongside a panicked reindeer paddling about in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And, one by one, Colonel Glowfist fished them out of the water with a triumphant chuckle and placed them upon Gappy's infinite back.
Colonel, I don't mean to belittle your plan, but it does seem to me, in my limited understanding, that you have stranded us at sea with nothing to eat or drink, and we will have minutes before Gappy's stamina expires and we are dragged to a watery grave, and if you manage to fix that, then we still have the problem of having nothing to
eat. Dugong's riding on Gappy with us, Louis. Now that we're outside of him, my apprentice and I can climb back there and rematch him to death.
Colonel, you cannot go back there on Gappy. That's not a place for mortals to tread.
Well, what a fine time to debate the ethical landscape of our different approaches to magic, Father. Come on, Prince. Goodbye.
But why can't we go there? We're just on top of Gappy.
Oh, don't listen to Figaro. He's just terrified to take a look under the hood and see what magic's really about. You're not, though, are you, Prince? Yes, you just can't wait to crawl right to the end of Gappy's infinite back. Find that dugong that ate us and show him what a tough guy like you can do when the physical dimension isn't quite such a factor.
Glowfist, when I turn around, I see every part of the world repeat itself forever.
Yeah, well, that's just the doors of perception opening up. Now let's kick him in, rumple the fabric of the universe, and ice that dugong.
There, boy, there! Get it with fire!
I killed you so many times!
You monster! You took my flesh!
The wrecked and ruined body of Flapjack, the gigantic dugong who loved his mother and never wanted to hurt anyone, rolled off of Gappy and into the sea with a gigantic plop.
Right, yeah, that was all right. A bit choppy back there, but we pulled through, didn't we, Prince?
Colonel.
What? Father, what? Look at him, he's fine.
Come on, Prince. Let's go.
Where are you going to go?
The dugong still floats. Plenty of space. The best way not to see it is to be right on top of it.
We should all move onto its sad carcass. Gappy is looking tired and distressed. See his rolling eyes.
Say, Louis, Gappy is carrying enough supplies back there to keep an army going for months.
Yes, at least we shall not starve.
Yes, and there's rigging and tents and rope.
I don't catch your insinuations, and I am very tired.
Do you reckon you could turn Daddy Dugong here into a boat? Good name for a boat, too. Christened! There we are! Make it so!
They took up residence on the good ship Daddy Dugong and steered that bloated body towards land. They navigated by following Pinecone, who they assumed had the good sense to fly up and straight towards land. When weeks had gone by and their floating pile of meat had turned to putrid mush, the yawning, stretching nightmare that had become their home turned all of a sudden to a curve of paradise. There was yellow sand, gentle surf, and bitching beach parties. A figure approached Sally Minefield as she lay, starved and parched and exhausted amid one of those beach parties. He was rich and he was charming. With an easy grace, he said,
"Hey, what up, honey? You look like you could use a hand."
"Water?"
"Yeah, we'll get you some water. You're my guest now. You're number one. Pleased to meet you. I'm Will Smith. Your world just got flipped turned upside down. Welcome to Miami."
It was Will Smith. And that's the end of chapter 20.